Good morning, everyone. This is Christy. I hope that everybody is having a glorious, marvelous Monday. It is the beginning of a week, so I know everybody out there who is going to work, getting ready for work, it's a struggle. Trust me, I know. Just get on that train and woo, glide on through the day, guys, because it's Monday. Two more weeks till Christmas and holiday fun begins in the next few days. So today I would kind of want to talk about on this podcast is different types of workouts, cardio weights, different types of workouts like HIIT and things like that. And what I personally find to be the best for me and for a few people who work out with me and what they've done and have seen really good results with, along with, of course, nutrition, because as we all know, nutrition is 99% of what helps you lose weight, fuel your body properly, and to get the most out of your workout because of the energy that you do need. And I don't know. I might cover some supplements that I take that I love. I don't know if I will on this episode. If I don't, it will definitely be on another episode that I will be recording. And just want to throw it out there. If any of you guys have questions about any kind of topic, from fitness to relationships, family, holidays, anything at all you'd like to ask, please feel free to send me over those questions. And I will be happy to answer them or call you and have you come on the podcast and we can, you know, talk. So let's go ahead and get started. What exercises does everybody like? I personally am a fan of running. And unfortunately, at this point in time, I am no longer able to run due to an injury. And an injury that is still here. But with that said, I do other types of cardio. Now, before my injury, what I found to really make me lose a good amount of weight and feel really good and lots of energy was a mixture of weightlifting for 30 minutes before my actual cardio sesh. And then I would go ahead and take a 2-minute break, get my water, my, you know, BCAAs, get those prepped up. And then I went ahead and went on the treadmill or the elliptical. Now, for people who are just beginning and say have a lot of weight to lose and really don't know where to begin, let's touch base on that first. So, to kind of give you a background, I had a friend who weighed 300 plus pounds, I believe, and all she wanted to do when she was younger, she was really healthy, really fit, and then she just kind of let herself go. Well, at that point, she could run, but she couldn't run like she used to be able to, because you have to remember that with the weight that you weigh, and when you run, it's pounding that much more on your joints. So at the end of the day, you're wearing down your joints faster. So what I found, and I have bad knees from when I played soccer. I had them stepped on, kicked. So I have a bad knee. So I couldn't always run in the beginning or run for long periods of time in the beginning before my injury. So my friend started working out with me and I told her, hey, let's start on the elliptical together because I'm just starting to work out again. Let's do the elliptical. Now, the thing I felt personally about the elliptical and why I told her to do the elliptical is because when you are recovering from an injury or you are heavier, the elliptical takes off the pressure of your joints. So you're not going to get an injury. It's really, really good. When I injured my knee really bad and I was literally in a knee in a knee cast boot cover thing, whatever. And I got it off and I was going through physical therapy. They told me to do the elliptical for 20 to 30 minutes. Start off at twice a week and then work your way up to five, which is what I did. And I will tell you, it was awesome. I don't feel that you really get a great workout from it, but that's just my personal opinion. So we were working out. We went on the elliptical. She was losing weight, did very well. And then I went on the treadmill and started to walk and run because I wanted to work myself up the proper way to running without having to walk. So it took a few weeks and, you know, eating good nutrition, salads with spinach and romaine, Kalamata olives, feta cheese, and an orange vinaigrette dressing that I use. And I would do some chicken. And 4 ounces of chicken is basically what fits in the palm of your hand. And that's how much you should eat, is what I have been told. Remember, I'm no nutritionist or anything like that. So please consult yours or, you know, research it like I have. So I was on the treadmill walking. And then I started to walk and run. She started to walk and run. And finally, I was at the point where I was able to run 3 miles without stopping. And she was getting up there, which was really awesome. So we were doing, you know, our strength training and then our cardio and then stretching. Stretching is so important, you guys. I cannot stress the stretching enough, honestly, because when you stretch, you are like stretching those muscles, you know, keeping them from tensing up and tightening. And when that happens, you will get an injury. So please, please, please stretch before and stretch after. So we started, you know, running and all that. Everything was great. Then we started doing what I fell in love with was called HIIT workouts. And I didn't go anywhere to do them. I would do them actually in my home. And I would go to YouTube and do the HIIT workouts. And absolutely loved them. I mean, I would sweat like no other. And I felt great. And so then I would, you know, that would be my workout for the day on days that I wasn't lifting or didn't have time to go to the gym. And was just exhausted and didn't want to do anything. Well, I could do it in my home. And all you really do is go to YouTube and type in HIIT workouts. And tons of them will come up from beginner to intermediate to pro. And that was kind of on days I didn't really feel like doing anything. But no, I needed to do something. So anyways, so my friend ended up losing 100 pounds. She's awesome. She's kept it off. She's loving every workout. I found this place in Orange County and I watched videos on it and was like, I really want to do it. And so I kind of felt pain in my foot, but just kind of figured my shoes were old. It's probably just my shoes. So just keep going. And that's the type of person I am, honestly, is I'm one who will just like, yeah, it's a little pain, push through it. Like my pain tolerance is super high. So I went to this place and I did this workout and it was a 45 minute workout, I believe, or an hour. I can't remember, but it's a group class and it is the best thing ever, like the best. And I did it and I got home. I iced my feet and, you know, stretched and all that good stuff. And unfortunately I woke up the next morning and couldn't walk. And I was like, oh my God, like, what is this? Nothing's sore on me. My foot is in excruciating pain. And I was like, I'm just going to stretch it, ice it. I couldn't walk anywhere. Like, I literally had to like hop on one foot to go to my car and to get to work in my office. And that was like, I did that for 2 days. And I was finally like, you know what? I got to go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor. They did x-rays and everything, and come to find out, I have a huge heel spur in my foot. So she told me no walking, no exercising or anything for 6 to 8 weeks, and you'll have to go see a podiatrist. Well, there's no podiatrist and insurance doesn't cover it. So I was like, oh, okay. So I wore the boot. The boot was too big. It was hurting my foot more than she should have just gave me iFill crutches and taped it. There's a certain way to tape it when you have a heel spur. So I was off of it for 4 weeks and I thought, I'm going to try to go to the gym. And I went to the gym, walked on the treadmill, couldn't do it. I could not be on the treadmill for more than 5 minutes. So get off, go back home. I got really like, I don't know about you guys, but I know like when I don't work out, I get really sad, angry, unmotivated, and just sluggish. And I will eat anything and everything because it's just, there's nothing else to do. So I've gotten that. I was feeling gross. Nothing was fitting right. I'm just, ugh. And so I went, kept off my foot again. It was now 7 weeks, 8 weeks. And now it has been 6 months. I finally went back to the gym last week. I can ride the bike. So I try to ride the bike for 20 minutes and do the treadmill or elliptical for 10 to 15 minutes. But I still am incorporating weights and doing that. So that has helped. If you have a heel spur, you can ride the bike is what I was told and what it says online. My heel spur has been here. I'm able to do some activity. I'm getting some custom-made orthotics and learning to wrap it the proper way to alleviate the pressure. It is also caused kind of by plantar fascia, and it's a horrible injury. Like, this is probably the worst injury that I've ever had because it doesn't go away. You can manage it, but it doesn't go away. And they say that if symptoms don't go away in a year or so, they recommend surgery. But surgery doesn't really always work. And who wants someone cutting into your foot and things like that? So I haven't made it to the year mark yet. But, you know, with proper care and things like that, I think I'll be okay. So I'm getting custom-made orthotics. I bought new shoes. Things have been pretty good. Like, I'm back at the gym. Unfortunately, I'm not able to do a full hour of cardio at this point. Hopefully, I will be, you know, after the first of the year, we'll work towards that. But I do about 30 minutes of cardio and 30 minutes of strength training. And I do sections. Like, some days I'll do shoulders, biceps, back, and triceps. And then on other days, I'll do my my booty and my abs. And then the other days, I'll do calves, hamstrings, quads, things like that. And kind of just mix it up. So that's kind of where I am at. And I do take a pre-workout. And I absolutely love my pre-workout. I used to use this other brand. And I can't say their name, unfortunately. But I really love them. And I will go back to using them. And then I take vitamin B12. Vitamin D, flaxseed, multivitamin, and a vitamin B energy complex. And I was just told a week ago that the elderberry is a good vitamin to take. So yeah, that's kind of what I do. You guys have any questions or anything, please feel free to reach out to me. I would really, really, really love to answer them and speak to you guys. Also, before I go, I just want to throw out there, if you guys are ever in the Orange County area, Fountain Valley specifically, there is a great shop that I go to all the time. It's a women's consignment store. They do designers and regular. The owner is amazing. I did have her permission to shout her out on here and use her. It is called Stacy's Closet. and it is an amazing store. Everybody is super, super awesome. Liz and, you know, Stacy, everybody, they are just, it's a great store and a great place. I mean, their clothes are awesome. And shoes. I have like half my wardrobe is from there. So check out Stacy's Closet, Fountain Valley, California. And, yeah, I hope you guys have a great day and have a good week.